Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This show is sponsored by NatureBox. NatureBox ships great-tasting, healthy snacks right to your door. Forget the vending machine and start snacking smarter with healthy, delicious treats like dark cocoa almonds. Support this podcast by ordering a free NatureBox sampler box at naturebox.com/TMOS. That's right, free NatureBox snacks are found at naturebox.com/TMOS.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on Mike O'Mara. MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, to be perfectly honest, people are lucky they're getting a show at all today because we could have just played on Yik Yak for another 80 minutes.
Oh, man. If you knew the show that goes on before the show.
It's true.
Yeah, it's actually, it's a service to the community. And if you're in the D.C. area, you should be on Yik Yak.
You should be. And you know what? You can contact us, not at all, because it's totally anonymous.
Yeah, it's anonymous Twitter. We're obsessed.
This would drive Mike crazy. Maybe it's best that he's not well today. Because if he saw us doing something that had no benefit to the show. Because I think
that would usually drive me crazy.
Yeah, that's right? Weird. You're on my side on this one.
Yeah, I think it was, we had a writer's meeting just for Yik Yak. Nothing to do with the show.
No, and I love it because, you know, Pony, who really tries to stay distanced from all things,
yes.
Said, yeah. So there's no way this can benefit the show at all.
Yeah, we had traded spaces.
This is weird.
Yeah, it was
wow.
Like an Eddie Murphy movie.
Right?
Yeah, he was thinking business-wise, wow. And you're saying, let me find quotes from the movie Friday.
Again, that's it's an app that we're using. It's absolutely free. Enjoy.
It's basically, as you described it yesterday, it's anonymous Twitter.
Anonymous Twitter.
But forget about talking about us. It's not about us, Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's all about them. As we sing Korean, it's all about you. Oh, I love this.
It's all about you.
I saw this commercial finally on television.
Does it flip you out?
I said, wow.
Because it's our song, right?
They're really selling this. Look at our marketing budget for our mailbag.
Yeah, actually, that's what people don't know. We commissioned the song.
Of course.
And the Air Korea, or Korean Air.
Until we get the cease and desist.
A couple presents. First one comes from, do you remember the name Bill Sniffen?
No.
The mayor of 10800 Main Street. He's the guy that was able to get us into the old JFK headquarters.
Oh, yeah.
And let us
what
look around.
What a nice guy.
Great, great guy, and a big fan of the show. This it's us, obviously, from Amazon. A gift from Bill Sniffen for Mike. As he's become a general in the Fort Myers Irregulars.
Oh.
Obviously, a comment to his tummy. And yeah. Mike, feel better.
Timely. Certainly timely.
Yeah, spoke to Mike this morning. He's a hurting puppy. He's got a doctor's appointment. He's going to fix it, but he's just not feeling well.
I'm certainly worried. And I know he's going to get better.
Not worried, just concerned.
For guys like us, and especially guys like Mike, to take a day, now 2 days off from the show.
Right.
It's not just killing him health-wise. It's killing him psychologically because you know he wants to be here.
Yeah, because he knows at any minute we could just spin out and talk bad stuff
yes.
about him. But we won't. Not just now. He thought, Bill Sniffen says that he thought these might help because if Papa Bear ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
So
thank
true.
You again for decades of entertainment and a-holery, Bill, the mayor of 10800 Main Street. And you'll like these. These are Christopher's original formula, dietary supplement, lower bowel formula.
Ooh.
Because you know what? When you want to make yourself feel better, take medicine that looks like it was made by the Smarties Corporation.
Can I see that?
Oh, you can have them, I'm sure.
For good gut health?
Yeah, good gut health. I think it's good for the liver and gallbladder, too. I'm luckily in perfect health, so those are for you.
100 vegetarian caps.
Oh, no, I only eat the ones with meat in them. And here's another letter that I found very entertaining. It says, gentlemen, good morning. The trip to Reno is fast approaching, and I am sure the anticipation for Cat 2014 is almost palpable. It's beyond that.
It is palpable.
Is.
I'm figuring out shipping situations, products we need, lighting.
Exactly, exactly.
That smoke machine is back ordered. We're going to get that in.
Oh, yeah, we need to get the extra smoke fluid. Otherwise, we'll just have our listeners blaze up. We'll spark up on stage. Mike, in a time such as this, it is possible for the penitent man to need guidance and maintain his steadfast focus on his burgeoning faith. I have sent this book, and I can find the book in
please.
There if you would, Oscar. I have sent this book, Living the Adventure, Faith and Hidden Difficulties, so you can fill your off time in Reno with meditative solitude. The plane might not have Wi-Fi either. Luckily, the highlights were already in the book, and apparently the poor bastard couldn't get past chapter 2 before he reverted to his pagan heathen ways. So it's a used book, highlighted through chapter 2. I didn't want Rob and Oscar to feel left out, so I've included books to focus on their spiritual journeys. For Rob, the book is called Audition. everything an actor needs to know to get the part, with an introduction by Bob Fosse. Fabulous. Oh, that'll be great for when I get to hit the theater. And for Oscar, deduct it. Lower Your Small Business Taxes, third edition, updated for 2007. Nice to stay current. Pay attention to the pennies and the dollars take care of themselves. Just remember to adjust for 7 years of inflation. I know the books are shipped in an Amazon box, but I actually got them from the library. Can you believe they just gave this crap away? Anyway, since I didn't use Amazon, here is a dollar.
Oh, that's sweet.
And he actually taped a dollar to the...
It's like we're Arbitron.
Exactly. See you in Reno after my 13-hour drive. Don't worry, I won't pull a Rofo. I'll have time to freshen up before the meet and greet. Signed, Dan Reeser in Montana.
Now, thank you, friend.
The thing is that Mike is not here today, so we get to split the Amazon dollar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. You ripped the dollar. That's so painful.
I got the one that has the seal and the L on it. So this means that if we're together in Reno, if we're together, we can spend this.
This is so painful to see. Why would you do that?
I'll tell you what. I'll buy you some scotch tape. Oh, you know what? Let's get to these birthdays.
Woo!
Yeah.
Birthdays.
Happy birthday, baby.
It's your mailbag, now tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Wednesday, everybody. The only thing that Shad Ross wants for his birthday is a cut and paste greeting from Rob in the mailbag.
That's sweet.
I suppose. So
did you give him a greeting?
I'm sure I did on Facebook. But on Facebook.
Have a boss birthday.
Yeah, it's probably what I'll do. For the mailbag, though, let me see. I'll hit. Is it Control V?
It's Control. Control C and then Control V.
Okay, Control V. And look what it says. It says, have a boss birthday, my Facebook chum. Not very committal. Happy birthday to Brian Thomas, who turned 30 last Friday. He seeks advice from T.O. Oscar. Wisdom, if you will.
Ah.
About making the most of his douchebag 30s. Oscar, for Brian, any words?
Well, a lot from your 20s pours into your early 30s. One, she can get pregnant. Two, that red bump is not a birthmark. And three, always save because she'll take half in the long run.
That's right.
Yes.
Thank you, T.O. Oscar.
You're welcome.
And finally, the TMOS Award for Names of the Week goes to Star Sheldon and her daughter, Pepper Sheldon.
Ah.
It's the fabulous Sheldon girls, both having birthdays this month. So happy birthday to the Sheldons.
Woo!
And now, your letters. Gentlemen, please wish my daughter, Sienna Lynn Keeney, a happy third birthday. Since I'm a work-from-home daddy, she has no choice but to be an avid listener. Ah, it's like being a prisoner.
Thank you.
In fact, last week she spent a large portion of her afternoon running around yelling, Rob, it's me, Charlie! After Mr. Stuang Stabilak's call from the Ebola ward. Rob, it's me, Charlie. Love the show. Thanks for the laughs. And that's from Aaron Keeney.
Very cool.
Very good. Hello, TMOS crew. My beloved granddaughter Charlotte has her first birthday on Friday. I enjoy the origins and meanings of names, so I did a little research.
Oh, that's sweet. Here we go.
This is good for Michael and his son. Michael, of course, means he who is like God.
Oh.
And knowing Mike O'Mara as long as I have.
Yeah.
He who is like
God. He's a radio god.
He is. Okay. Very good. Okay. That one makes sense. Rob or Robert means bright fame.
Ah.
Yes. I actually knew that, but that's always nice to see in print. Oscar means?
Leaping warrior.
No.
Nothing?
No. Although a good guess. It means divine strength.
Ah.
Yeah. Very good. Matt means gift of God.
Well, there's clearly a typo there.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, I hope that gift came with a gift receipt. Rofo means romantic forum. Huh? That is, if you consult Craigslist. And his granddaughter, Charlotte, Charlotte is French, and it means little.
Oh, that's
which is
sweet.
Cute. I, of course, like to call her Charlie and can find no definitive meaning for that. I'm wondering if there's anyone on the show that can have a clear answer for the meaning of the word Charlie. Yes, Charlie is a name. It comes from Latin. It means he who is able to regenerate limbs when they are cut off. Thank you. I love the show and have for many years. Michael McQuarrie from Washington State.
Very sweet, Michael.
Thank you. Like that. Ahoy, gentlemen. Please tell Mike I'd like to join the next playdate here in West South Florida. My son is about a week younger than the king, and my wife are in our mid-30s and also exiles in Cocoonville.
Oh, perfect.
Sounds like a good friendship.
Nice.
Yeah, I think that's good. Seriously, though, tell Mike we've met a lot of people with young kids at parks. Oh, sure. Hang out at parks.
Well, Mike used to do that, but he never got out. He's just he's vanilla soft serve from
that
McDonald's.
That wasn't a park. That was an elementary
school.
There
was a jungle gym right next to him. I know that.
Okay, so partial credit. Also, the playground near the Children's Museum is pretty great. So, Mike, you know, if you just want to leave Carla and the king at home, Go hang out at a playground.
Yeah, you probably, that makes sense. If you go and play and your kids get along, you can create a play date and you're good to go.
But do bring a kid with you.
Yes.
Yeah, otherwise you look like creepy.
Yeah, and get arrested.
Yeah, you're going to get a yik-yak about you. There's a guy here. Also, happy to help with any computer or tech stuff he may be having problems with. I'm a software developer for a big medical device company in Florida and not a total creep. No creepier thing to say than I'm not a creep.
Yeah, but you have to say that. Otherwise, you wonder.
Yeah.
You're going to wonder regardless. Yeah. Right?
So maybe he can meet with Tony Bauer at the playground and bring his modem.
Can you create software for his bowels?
Okay. Oh, yeah. I don't know if he wants software or hardware for that. It depends on the day. Tony Bauer wrote that. Thank you, Tony. Hello, boys. Hope all is well. I am a longtime listener who gets by at work thanks to you guys every day. Always funny and entertaining. I was introduced to TMOS by my best friend, J.D.
JD!
Several years ago and wanted to do something special for his recent nuptials. Specifically, I wanted to see if I could get a shout-out or congratulations from the TMOS family for his wedding this past weekend to the love of his life, Deirdre. So apparently JD married Deirdre.
Congratulations!
Yes, I greatly appreciate it and look forward to future episodes. Sincerely, Sean Quinn. Sean, I'm way too busy to wish them well.
Oh, man.
I don't
What's
have time to
you?
Talk about JD and Deirdre getting married, and I can't wish them a lifetime of happiness.
You're such an ass.
We're on a network time constriction.
I'm Congratulations.
Sure. Yeah. How about you, Mac? Anything?
Nothing.
Wow. Wow. You see, I was joking.
Oh, my God.
He's genuinely hateful.
Do you hate people?
A little.
Yeah, he does. All right. How about you, gift from God?
Weird.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Somehow the letter didn't go the way Sean Quinn had hoped.
Congratulations, guys.
All right. last letter.
Bunch of jerks.
I think they'll do fine.
No, not them. These guys.
These guys.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. I thought, thought you had jumped on the board.
No.
Jumped on board with hating. Don't be a hater.
I'm not going to be a hater.
All right. Dear TMOS crew, back in March, my girlfriend got a job in Florida, and that meant that I got to quit my job and go lounge in Lakeland.
Wow.
Must be nice. It was my first time in Florida, and coming from Rochester, New York, it was quite a change. I missed the record snowfall, which sort of bummed me out. They don't have Wegmans here, which also sucks. Best thing that could have possibly happened to this guy. Get away from Wegmans. You don't know how lucky you are. Of course, the weather was fantastic, and there were tons of animals and birds that I don't get to see up north, and I got to listen to TMOS and the brand new Cake and Cookie show. It's very nice.
Oh, how sweet.
However, I do hate the love bugs. I guess that's a bug down there?
The love bugs.
Love bugs, I think.
Mike talked about them when he first moved down there.
Okay.
That.
The love bugs are little pain-eating bastards. Also, since I was unemployed for 3+ months down here, I didn't get to help your show out through their sponsors or through your Amazon link. Good news, though, I finally found a job in August and have been catching up and getting my purchase power back. I bought Open Mic, got shaving stuff from Harry's, and just bought my Halloween costume through your link on Amazon.
Oh, so cool.
That is the best. Just wanted to thank you all for continuing to bring the funny. I do have one request, however, all right? I had my birthday down in Florida the week after Mike scaled back the birthday segment.
Ah.
Oh, so we got boned. He had asked that week for Oscar to talk up Bust a Move by Young MC in the voice of the Gingerbread Man. I hope you can help a brother out. Thanks a million and 27, Todd Erdman.
Mm.
Now, are you up to this challenge, Oscar?
How many seconds do I have?
It is a 16-second intro. Now, this will be the Gingerbread
What's
Man.
What's his name?
Todd.
Todd.
They're
Todd.
All named Todd.
Not my
or
Todd.
Tucker.
It's Todd in Florida.
It's Todd in Florida. Lakeland, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yes.
The jingle comes first.
All right, everybody. Hands up, buttons out. It's Gingy. Going to give away tickets to the Magic Castle later on this afternoon. That's at 4:30. More importantly, a big happy birthday to Todd. Todd, thanks for writing in, man. Thanks for supporting the show. And thanks for getting a job. Ciao, ciao.
Almost.
You know what the problem is?
Yeah.
Gingerbread men have no ears. Thank you, Todd. Happy birthday.
Sorry,
happy
buddy.
Anniversary, everybody.
Enjoy.
And Rob, yes, start the show, you hump.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Mr. Lockbody, good morning. I hope I haven't kept you waiting. Have a pomegranate.
Oh, no, I don't think that I ought to.
No? Antitoxic, the finest roughage God ever provided. Off of the roll, please. Mm-hmm. Sample of your stool, please.
Here, now.
Behind the screen, sir. You are auto-intoxicated, Miss Lightbody. Quite frankly, it was obvious. Drawn features, dry hair, mournful expression, sunken eyes, coated tongue. Ready? Ah. Is that it?
Well, I don't eat very much, and with the enemas...
Your stool, Miss Lightbody, quite frankly, is pathetic. Formless, mushy, and foul-smelling. Take it away, nurse.
How should they be?
My own stools, sir, are perfect. They are gigantic and have no more odor than the hot biscuit. Onto the moroscope, if you will, please.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
No more odor than a hot biscuit. Live from the Pfeifferplex Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, broadcasting all over the planet in your own backyard. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 26 million downloads. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com and heard over the air on the mighty KCJJ. In the heart of the heartland, go Hawks. Oh, and a nod of the TMOS football helmet today at number 10, freshman running back from St. Louis, Jonathan Parker.
Jonathan Parker.
Johnny Parker. Yeah, I hope they have another good game this weekend. They
keep
destroyed
it up,
the past weekend.
Keep working hard.
The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the world. Why? Because they get it. Today is Wednesday, the 5th of November, 2014.
Hey, I sure hope the election went the way you wanted it to go, and here's an election that goes my way every night. It's when I crawl into my Sleep Number bed. You know, the holidays are right around the corner. It's the most wonderful time of the year, but it's also the most hectic. So this year, why not give yourself the greatest gift of all? The Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. It's so simple, there's nothing to wear, nothing to turn on. You just sleep. It uses sensors along with a dual air technology inside the bed to optimize your sleep. It's the smartest bed in the world, the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. Now, my Sleep Number setting is an 80, Carla's is an 85, and right now, during their Veterans Day sale, you can save $600 on the top-rated Sleep Number i8 bed. It's the lowest price ever. See why Sleep Number was named Best of 2014 by a leading consumer magazine. Find your Sleep Number setting today, only at one of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number is 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. And I didn't vote.
I voted.
I
know you voted before the show yesterday. Carrie can take something as simple as voting and turn it into such a hassle.
Oh, no.
I mean, there was only like five items that we had to write down.
Yes.
And we go in and we check in. And first of all, the thing that bothered me is in the 10 feet it took me from checking in to getting to the ballot box.
Yes.
Three people told me, now that's a two-sided ballot, dear. That's a two-sided ballot, both sides. He said, yes, okay, fine, thank you. It's a two-sided ballot. I go over and say, would you like a pen? Yes, I'd need a pen to vote. He said, that's a two-sided ballot, and you're going to have to vote on both sides. And as I finished, I said, now you're going to have to run. And then there's always this guy. Yeah, you're going to have to run your ballot through the machine. I said, you bet. He says, two sides on that ballot.
Oh, man.
And so I walk over to the machine, and I was just so close because it's in the gym.
Yeah,
and it would have
been
so loud.
They don't have it digital there yet?
No, you have to actually run the ballot like through the Scantron. And it would have been so great if I had just said, boy, this was easy. Only one side on this ballot. Nothing to it. And then Carrie takes like 20 minutes to vote because she doesn't know anyone who's like, why anyone would know, I don't know, who's up for town council in Leesburg. So she actually, before we go, she's phoning people that would be connected, including our friend
People
Kristen.
A little more connected.
Yeah, connected. Say, who would be good for town council? Well, Kristen didn't text back, so Carrie said, well, to punish her, I wrote her in. So if my friend Kristen Chubbuck is on the
vote,
she wasted her vote.
Oh, man.
I know, but that's what she does. So she does that. It's a busy day at
Carrie
my house.
Schick.
Yeah, lots of voting at my house. Have you seen on Facebook what Julia's up to?
No.
Oh, she's, you know, her, this for her and for Carrie was really the summer of the concert.
Yeah, it was the Spiewak concert series.
It was the Spiewak, like the Today Show.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons.
Either she was selling tickets or going to the concerts.
I mean, the next step would just be, you know, actually performing in a concert.
Did she sell those Jack White tickets? Is that what she had?
Yeah, she sold them to a listener named Catherine, and they had a good time. Yeah. And so she didn't.
Creepy.
Didn't put the screws to her, like I said. I said, you know what? You got someone who wants those tickets. You put the screws
base
to her.
Value.
Yeah, no.
You jerks.
Face value is all she got. But the reason that as a family we didn't get to go to King's Dominion as much this year was because Carrie and Julia actually did so much as, like, they went to Hershey for a concert. They went to Virginia Beach for a concert. They seen a lot of bands.
They seen a lot of bands.
And their favorite, Julia's favorite, is Fall Out Boy.
I can't believe that Fall Out, because Fall Out Boy,
they've been around for a long time.
Yeah, very long.
They broke out when I was at 99.1 WHFS, which is a rock alternative. Right?
Right.
And I remember them coming out and saying, all right, this is cool. And then Pete Wentz left and married Ashley Simpson. And they were basically done in my eyes.
They met at the makeup counter, didn't they?
And then they came back, and they're back with a vengeance.
Yeah, and Pete Wentz is now, a lot of people don't know this, he's 70. So their band is getting older.
Pretty crazy.
And they're still pulling the young crowds, and they also, the thing that is crazy about Fall Out Boy is their presence in the social media. They are all over the place.
Strong.
And they're not wasting time on Yik Yak. No, sir. They're using it and really furthering the band. So there's a contest. Put a video up that says you're the ultimate Fall Out Boy fan. Win tickets, backstage meet and greet.
Oh, nice.
All this stuff. And it's voted by the number of likes.
Okay.
So, Julia, they are just coming off 2 days of a teacher work day.
And because they had election.
And the election at the end of the quarter. So she took Tuesday and actually got together with her friend Bella and put her video together. Well, they finished it last night. This morning, I'm hit up by Julia, by Robert, and by Carrie to make sure her video is put and shared on Facebook. And I said, oh God, don't do this to me, because, you know, it's not going to be great. Well, guess what?
Do you ever, when you get requests like this, and I know it's your daughter, right?
Right, right.
So basically, if I'm tracking correctly, there's a contest that the band has that's trying to generate content from their fans.
Right.
I see you've got a video queued up there.
Yeah, I'll show it to
you. But that is going to allow the fans to say why they deserve.
Why they deserve, or why they are the ultimate Fall Out Boy
Perfect.
Fan.
That makes sense.
And, you know, it's a pretty great contest. Yes. And I expected that most of them, and I expected Julia would be like this too, would be, I just think they're fantastic. And that's what I thought I would hear.
Yes.
But Julia actually went, and this is totally on her own, recorded the voiceover and then did the video behind it. If you're a friend of mine on Facebook, you can see this video, but I'm going to play the audio for you now. And Oscar, you can watch this for as long as we, before we get sick of it. It's not too long, but we might bail on it. So here we go. This is my daughter.
How long is it?
It's like a minute. So
too
we'll bail
long.
On it.
Okay.
We'll bail
I'm
on
just
it.
Kidding.
But I want you to see.
It's your daughter.
What,
of course I want to hear this.
What she did. She did a great job. I couldn't have done this after 3 years at VCU. Here's my daughter explaining why she is the ultimate Fall Out Boy fan.
My name is Julia, I'm 13, and I love Fall Out Boy. Today, I'm going to tell you the hilariously true tale of how I became a Fall Out Boy fan. It all started October 2013, 7th grade life science. I walked into class to hear two girls at my table talking about Fall Out Boy and how much they loved the song Light 'Em Up.
Wow.
But even I knew the song was called My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark, and for some reason, it bothered me a lot. In an act of defiance, I went home and Googled everything about the band. I memorized it, and just so when they talked about the band tomorrow, I would outsmart them. I strutted into class the next day with nothing but confidence, only to find out that they didn't talk about Fall Out Boy the entire class. Or the entire year, for that matter. But still, the story of how the band came to be really intrigued me. So after school, I began to listen to their music, and I fell in love.
Aww.
I instantly knew that I was going to listen to this band for the rest of my life, and that summer, I attended Monument Tour twice. Those two concerts made me realize that it wasn't just the band itself I love. I love being surrounded by people who connected with the band the way I did. It really made me feel great and feel like I wasn't alone. I truly love everything about Fall Out Boy. The members, the music, the fans, the jokes, everything. And not to mention the fact I wear eyeliner like Pete used to every day. I love Fall Out Boy. Do you?
So all that's the production value is a 10.
It's very, very cool, and I was very proud
of her. That is great.
So she comes down and says, you know, Mom's already shared it on Facebook, Dad. Be great if you could do that. And Carrie comes down and says, yeah, I made one of those smaller links so you can share it too. And then Robert says, wouldn't it be cool if Julia won? You got to share it on Facebook. So I'm very proud of her, and the fact that she's already a contest pig is just like her old man. Because
now,
that's really the way I got to meet Mike O'Mara.
The real art of this, and again, you can vote. The vote for her. Though there's, I guess, a different a different type of service does, because everybody outsources everything.
Sure,
so it's
sure. I wouldn't expect them to actually do
so
it.
So you can vote for her on Rob's page. So do that if you have the time.
Please, we appreciate it. It'll be
I'll
nice.
I'll put a link on the site.
If nothing else, just look at it, because I'm very proud of her. That's a million miles away from the little girl that used to go, hello.
I guess the real value here is that she took the time to create a edited piece, a packaged piece.
Yeah, she did a beautiful job.
At her age with effects and... I just, at her age, I'm blown away, man. Congratulations.
Mind-blowing, cool. Isn't it? And, yes. I would normally just say, you know, don't even get me involved in this.
Yeah.
But she did a great job. You said there's music, there's effects, but she is so dead set on what she wants. And meanwhile, Robert is just saying, I don't know, if I got a wireless mouse, I might be able to play Minecraft better. So she's so focused. They're so different as kids. I mean, Robert wouldn't do that in a million years.
I mean, that's
years.
Some work.
That's some serious work. That works aside.
Well, she's passionate about the band. That's cool. Honestly, I didn't know what to expect, but I'm blown away by her production value. Also, how many votes do you need to get to the top?
Right now, I think the leader is 2,000.
Okay, so she is 1,800 away.
She just dropped this morning. I mean, that just dropped this morning.
Let me put in my
morning.
Email now and give her a vote here.
Awesome, very good.
You should be proud about that.
I am, and you know, in a way, when I was going into it, I thought, oh my God, this is kind of a hassle. I don't want her to have to, you know, to do this. But I'm very proud of her, and it is for me.
I have voted.
It's a dad moment to step back and look at her and say, oh my God, not only is she physically growing up into a teenager, she's got video and audio skills, and that makes me very proud. So,
do you feel now? This is a real question.
Sure.
So there are, and I know that no one can ever control this, but there are a handful of creeps out there, right?
Yeah.
For example, we briefly mentioned, and these are college girls, but the University of Iowa women's volleyball team.
Always this with you. Please don't mention them.
Yeah, I mean, they're my favorite.
They are,
I went out of my way to find them on Twitter, and I followed all of them, and I got blocked by a few of them.
Understood.
But I didn't write them. No. They clearly just thought I was a creep.
And all the litigious stuff was done out of court, which is what people need to know. A few papers were signed and
I'm
a check
just
changed.
A fan.
That's all. You love the sport.
So that being
Bump,
said,
set, spike, it's all
there
that.
Are so many creeps out there. And mind you, I was looking at a college team.
Right.
But do you feel like they're so young that there's a certain level of, they have to be a certain age to be doing things like this?
This
online.
Did cross my mind.
Like, I don't know.
I'm
not
saying got a history.
You're in the wrong.
She's got a history. You know, remember that was 4 or 5 years ago that she did her fake Facebook
account. Yeah, Julia Jellybean.
Julia Jellybean. Thank you for remembering this.
Yeah.
But the reason that I'm okay with this is that she is not on Facebook. This is a contest through another, as you said, a third party where they cannot contact her by her video. Carrie and I have posted it, but if anyone were to comment, it would go straight to me and not to her.
I got you.
She is not accessible. This is really no different than putting up a video of a little kid on YouTube coming home from the dentist that's high on.
Okay.
You know,
it's fair.
It's sort of like it's a funny video.
Because those powers can go both ways.
I understand.
Right?
But it was my thought that, you know, what is the worst possible outcome?
Mm-hmm.
Carrie and I remain in control because we've posted the video. They can't contact her. They could contact us. Now, if some sleazy Hollywood producer wants to put her in some sort of Nick at Night television program, it's rob@mikeomarashow.com. Contact me. We'll talk. Well, it's like
she's certainly confident.
Yeah. Oh, she did a great job.
Yeah, most, I guess, kids her age don't have that type of screen presence.
And also, you know, the thing about it that is so inherently smart is showing the merchandise.
Oh, yeah.
And the homemade merchandise, but she showed every CD and she mentioned the
title. Oh, she time-lapsed part of it.
She is very, very, very smart.
Vote
very
for
smart
her.
Kid. Yeah, we appreciate
it. The prize pick tradition continues.
And I, you know, I don't get to say this very much. I'm extraordinarily proud of you, Julia. Robert, try harder.
Oh, poor Robert.
We got a link ready to go on the website.
Oh, very
so you can
good.
Get right
Thank
to
you.
It.
If she gets voted to go to Fall Out Boy, she's buying everybody a t-shirt.
Where does she go?
It's airfare, limo, meet and greet, watch the concert from backstage.
Where, but what city?
Do not know.
Parent of the year.
Well, to be honest, Oscar, not my band, okay?
It's your daughter.
Yeah, well, Carrie knows. Call Carrie. Is it worth
that much to you?
I'll
pass.
Yeah.
Details.
Yeah. Think how I win. If she wins this trip, she and Carrie out of town for 2 days?
It's going to be Taken 4.
Party in my house. Taken 4. Taken for granted. All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, Oscar, the dancer. So don't go anywhere. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey, I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
On the current episode of our show, Gary does not like going to the bathroom in public.
No, but Tony really enjoys going to the dentist, and you're going to find out why.
Check it out. It's at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
The Tony Perkins Show.
That's a good show. Check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com.
Oh, yeah. Hey, fantasy football fans. FanDuel.com's one-week fantasy football leagues are hotter than ever. You play for real money, and when you win, you get immediate cash payouts. You get all the fun of a season-long league packed into each and every week. Be like Chris Prince of Detroit. He won over $656,000 just by playing fantasy sports at FanDuel.com. That could be you. It's not too late to get in on the more than $10 million that FanDuel pays out every single week this NFL season. But you got to play to win. Remember, FanDuel.com has no season-long commitment, no upfront fees. Entry fees start at just $1. The money is real, and you get to start a new lineup every week. Just click the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use the code TMOS, and the first 50 to use the TMOS code get their deposit matched up to $200. That's up to $200 free. This offer ends soon. FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today.
Stay tuned later on this week on the Mike O'Mara Show. Rofo reveals his Rofo Mofo of the Week.
I can't wait.
Should be great. Now, you can dance if you want to. You can leave your friends behind. That's, of course, men without hats, which we all are right now. None of us wearing a hat. But you said you had some dancing trouble today. Now, I got to ask, before we get to the fact that you can't dance on this particular situation.
I can dance when I'm drunk.
Are you? Well, you see, that
but
is.
I think anyone can.
That is really one of the most misleading statements of all times. That's like saying, you know what? I'm funny when I'm drunk. Or
some people are.
I can drive when I'm drunk. These are all false because, I mean, do you really think you can dance when you're drunk?
It's so funny. For a Latin man, when I'm sober, I have no rhythm.
Really?
And then I remember this because this usually happens probably a good, I want to say, 6 months into a relationship.
Right.
When we finally go to a wedding, or and it doesn't matter who I was dating or who I'm dating.
Sure.
I'll get hammered, and I'll dance, and then the girl that I'm dating at the time will say, oh, my God, like, I didn't know you could dance, because they've seen me dance sober or try to do other things, but when I'm completely blacked out. Because before I'm blacked out, I'm Elaine from Seinfeld. I'm doing the the Elaine dance.
But if you black out, there's got to be just like a small window. It's sober is no good.
Blackout's
no good.
It's a good 20 minutes.
That's it.
It's a good 20 minutes to say for the girl to say, "Whoa, like you were really dancing."
Now,
that's the window.
Is the girl also drunk?
Usually, but Shannon doesn't drink that much.
Right.
So Shannon's been probably the fourth person in my life that has said, I thought you couldn't dance, and then
she
boom.
Is so tiny. I would imagine that she probably can't drive a car if she gets an alcohol swab for a shot.
Yeah, she doesn't drink.
I imagine that puts her at
so I'll get out of all the people in my life, she's probably the one that has affirmed that.
Okay. Now, I am not a dancer. And the only time, I know, that's shocking, right?
Yeah.
A man of my size, a graceful man of my size.
Love to see it.
I will occasionally grab Carrie for a slow dance. And usually, you brought it up, a wedding. A wedding is the best place to dance because everybody's
But
drunk.
I don't like, it's not something that I'm like, oh, yeah, I definitely want to dance.
Is there any particular?
It's something where I'm like, oh, man, like I know she wants to dance. I'll go dance.
Do you and Shannon have a song that's
no.
your song? Oh, it's because you're not married yet.
Who does that?
Everybody who's married. It's the federal law.
Gross.
But if
there's
song
so many hits, how do you choose? I'm just being honest.
Who's hitting who?
Nah,
so I know what you meant. But if like a romantic song comes on and you're at a wedding, you're both properly drunk.
Never had that moment.
You don't really?
No.
But sometimes at a wedding, you're drunk enough that they play, I don't know, Cool in the Gang,
well,
Celebration.
You know, if something comes on that she's into,
right?
That I've said no to four songs.
And what is it, like yoga rock that she enjoys?
No, it's probably, who knows, Taylor Swift, that'll come on.
She's very popular.
And she'll go crazy, and then you just run up there, and you're done with this.
So I bet what it is you have innate natural rhythm.
I because of my genes.
Oh, they're too tight.
Not my diesel jeans I lost in the cab, but my jeans.
Is that some mysterious visitor from another land is wearing them around the
district? As a kid,
district?
I remember all we did is, and what Latin families like to do is get hammered and have their sons and daughters and cousins all dance, right? Because they teach you how to dance a merengue, to salsa.
Hold it. Yes. You got to slow way down. Pump the brake. This is... As kids, you were made to perform?
Yes. That's what happens.
Really?
Why is that so crazy?
That is not going on.
That's how you learn
house.
How to dance all these dances.
Well, no.
Your parents get hammered, or your uncles do, and they tell you to dance with your cousins, and you learn how to dance.
All right, now.
Now, I hated that. But
I understand.
They definitely did it.
I know.
And they would yell, mueve la cadera, mueve la cadera.
Which means?
Well, move your hips.
Do you ever yell at Shannon?
A lot of my mom yelling that at me as a child.
Of course. Now, I don't know. I'm not going to automatically paint this as a cultural diversity thing.
Yeah.
But, Mac, you're white.
Yes, very.
Yes, maybe the whitest person I've ever met.
Getting
whiter. Were you ever made to dance by your relatives?
I was never made to dance.
Different cultures. He was probably taught the electric slide.
Yeah, follow up. Seeing your doughy lifestyle now, were you ever made to do anything?
Not really, actually.
Okay, thank you for coming by. Pony, were you ever asked to dance or perform or do anything for your family?
Well, I'm German, so, you know, we had to do that all the time.
Really?
No, not at all.
Yeah, very, very, you know, quiet, sort of inward culture, the Germans. I was never asked to do anything like that,
Every holiday, that's what would happen. The cooler would break out of Heinekens and Coronas. And
face it, and mostly Coronas.
Everybody would get faced. Then you get yelled. You get your game of, you'd walk. So I remember Tio Umberto or Tio Jaime coming up, and it was probably around 11 o'clock because we do the midnight celebration. And right before Christmas, everyone's hammered.
Oh, like Christmas Eve.
Yeah, Christmas Eve.
Because you're getting ready for midnight mass.
We're all playing Chutes and Ladders or the Game of Life, all these board games.
Right.
And then they come in and they wrangle all the cousins and up, and then you'd have to be downstairs, and they throw on a song, and they try to teach you how to dance our ethnic dances.
Now, Tio Jaime, we've heard of him before.
Yes.
He was, wasn't he involved in drunken trips to amusement parks?
Yeah, I mean, he took us to definitely some drinking and driving to
Well, keep in mind, folks, if you're younger and you're listening to this episode, this was years ago when drinking and driving was legal.
It wasn't frowned upon.
No, it was encouraged.
As much as it is now. Yeah. So that's not the point. The point is that you were taught at a young age how to dance.
And now, so if you took have that the into, rhythm. You have the rhythm.
Yes.
I think you know what it is. You are, like it or not, you are something of a celebrity. And very lowest tier, both of us are. But we always have the joy of occasionally there's that danger of being recognized. And oftentimes it's great. Like if you're, and you,
I don't live in your world,
no,
Rob.
No. You see, I'm gonna throw it right back at you.
When I leave here.
No, how about this?
It's just me.
What happened when you went to the lady to rescue your car video opposite the brewery? She recognized
you. She did recognize
me. So, I mean, it does
happen.
I'll
carry that for the next 2 years.
And you see, and that happens. It's a couple times a year.
Yes.
If someone recognizes you, it's like the greatest feeling in the world. It's very,
true.
Very cool.
True.
And it does happen. I'm not trying to make you feel uncomfortable.
No.
I'm just saying that it happens.
I wish it happened as much as it happens to you, apparently.
Oh, yeah. It happens to me all the time. The worst part of my day is trying to get to my car after we do the podcast.
Yeah, but I'm not ashamed. I wish
but
I could dance when I was sober.
But you see, do you think it is that if you are at a club or a discotheque,
yes.
You're at a discotheque because it's 1960. You're dancing at a discotheque with Twiggy. And if you're sober, if you dance and you make a fool of yourself, is it in the back of your mind, if I get recognized, they're going to cut me a new one?
I appreciate that sentiment. That is not the case. What I am afraid of is, and this is really what it is that there's so many expectations from a Latin man when they dance.
Yes.
That I'm so off that chart. Like I'm negative 10 if there's a chart of 100,
yes.
That the first thing you think is like, what happened to that guy? Like, you know what I mean?
Well, you see, now that I thought, you see, oh, I was so off base, and
yes.
I apologize. The cultural thing here was I thought that they were, you know, bringing you into some sort of slave area where you're making you dance for the entertainment.
Yeah.
That's really not a part of it.
No.
The thing is that people expect you to like step up and do like the tango.
Yes.
And
they want me to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Exactly. Right? They expect you to turn and say, oh, doing the tango on tile is amazing.
Look how sexy that is.
That's right. You have
look at all that chest hair.
A rose clenched between your teeth. And so you don't want to let them down.
I don't want to, and I always let them down unless I'm blacked out.
Because you know what I think, and this is my theory, I think you get to a point where the drinking lowers your inhibitions and it allows you to turn loose
and
a little
bit. And just remember those days down in the basement on the Formica floor.
Which was your favorite? Was it the merengue?
You know, the merengue was the easiest. The salsa, if you got it down pat, like it was fun.
Sure.
The tango was creepy because you had to do that with your cousins. And
I'm guessing probably there was occasionally a male-male thing going on.
Oh,
no,
no. They were never male-male. We had enough kids. Okay. I know you're not shocked about that.
Well, no.
As we procreate at a high level.
I'm sure.
We had enough kids
for
enough dance.
There was probably more kids at the end of the dance lesson than there was in the beginning.
Yeah, but I was always the weakest link in the dance lessons.
I understand. Well, bless your heart.
Yeah, and I, you know, it's just my thing. Though, this is where it comes full circle. I go to a place that's called SoulCycle, right?
Hold that thought. Because we must take a small break. And when we return, we'll get to that. By the way, did you ever do the Lambada, the Forbidden Dance?
No. That wasn't allowed.
Well,
though,
because it's the Forbidden Dance.
I remember sneaking a peek at that movie, and I said, well, this doesn't happen around here.
You say, look in the background. Isn't that Tio Jaime?
I can see her underwear dancing.
Oh, yes. The popular underwear dance. We'll take a break and back with Oscar dancing right after this.
So tragic.
Back of the Mike O'Mara Show. I bet you'll get this. Do you know who this is singing?
Frankie Valli.
It is not. No. That's not even a good guess. Boo. It's Bill Cosby.
Oh, man.
Two words, people. Free snacks. Yeah, I said it. Free snacks. Listen up. First, drop that candy bar. Forget the chips. They're not good for you. Do what we do. Get natural, delicious snacks at naturebox.com. NatureBox gives you hundreds of delicious snacks that are better for you. Try peanut butter nom noms. Oh, I love that name. Nom nom. Dark cocoa almonds baked sweet potato fries. There's zero artificial ingredients, zero trans fats, zero high fructose corn syrup. You'll even find snacks that are low in sugar and gluten-free. Now is your chance to try NatureBox free with a sampler box featuring five of their most popular snacks. Free snacks taste the best. To get your free snacks, go to naturebox.com/TMOS and give it a try. Free. Don't pass this up. Start snacking smarter. Go to naturebox.com/TMOS to get a free sampler box of delicious snacks. Oh, and you're welcome.
Quick tip in here as far as NatureBox is concerned. The coconut cashews are phenomenal.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, add that to your list.
Yeah, add them up.
Add it. Add
it. Because you get hungry when you're dancing.
Yeah, and Shannon, stop taking all my snacks.
She's taking your snacks?
The box came. I got the cashews. I went back into the box. Four packages were missing. I get five. And I said, hello.
What, she takes four packs?
She took four out of the five.
What is she doing? Set up a stand?
She said she needs them at school. And I said, this had my name on it.
These are not labeled for retail sale.
She's got to get her own nature box.
Yeah, pep talk. Yeah. All right, so listen, we're here with Gene Kelly. And I'm sorry, Oscar Santana, who we found out can dance when he's drunk. It's within you.
Yes.
You know what it is? It's almost like a Nutty Professor
inside
thing. It's like a Jekyll and Hyde thing. When the magic formula of Jack and Diet Coke happens, you become a wonderful dancer.
It is. And I have to be in the right mood because, it's also a state of mind.
Are you in the mood today?
Of dancing?
Yes.
I'm pretty happy. I was happy this morning.
Do you think that you will dance before the end of the show?
No.
No, I'm sorry. I'm
happy,
sorry.
But I'm also disappointed in myself. There is a cultural, I guess it's a gauntlet that I have to go through when people ask you to dance or people are dancing.
I don't
right?
think you go through a gauntlet. I think you go through a ritual.
No, it's not a ritual. It's a gauntlet of emotions.
Okay.
Because I think I can do it, then I can't do it. And this is
it's a host of look up gauntlet and see if he's misusing that.
Gamut
I think,
of emotions.
Yeah, gamut. That might the total gamut
What's
of emotions.
What's a gauntlet?
A gauntlet is something you throw down when you want to fight.
Damn it.
It's like a glove.
Yeah.
A gambit?
Yeah. A gambit is more of a play, like
okay.
a game.
So what word should I use?
Maybe
roller coaster of emotions?
Maybe no words at all.
No.
Might be your best
probably
play.
Best.
No, you go through you know what that is? You go through the total gamut of emotions.
Okay, gamut.
Right. G-A-M-U-T.
I've never used that word before.
And you have today.
Gamut. Word of the day.
God gamut.
Okay, so There are spin classes or cycling classes.
Sure.
That are all around the country. Gyms offer them. There are some premium, like high-end spin classes.
Now, this doesn't actually involve spinning in circles.
No.
Because you'd get dizzy.
You get on a cycle, you have special shoes, you click in, and you go, and you basically cycle throughout the class. And you have a coach,
right? It's a stationary bike.
It's a stationary bike.
Can you buy it at the stationary store?
Probably not.
No, okay. Made of paper.
So there's a couple places. I pay full price. They give me nothing. They'll never give me anything. But there are a couple places. This place called Flywheel and this place called SoulCycle, right?
SoulCycle?
Yes.
Wasn't that a movie?
It might have been.
No, I'm thinking of SoulPlane.
So
I've been
going to, this is so, I swear I'd never talk about this. Because it's all women and me.
Like, hey.
And that's all it is.
Now that's a movie
it's really awkward at times. So I go I've been going every morning to spin class.
Right.
It's roughly 45 minutes to an hour of you on a bike, and it's a great workout.
Sure.
And as I get older, your knees, the way I used to run before, I get a lot of runner's knee.
Running will destroy
you. So this is a better workout for the same amount of calories,
understood,
right?
Understood, yeah.
Less impact on your knees.
It's twice the workout in half of the time.
The bit is that it's expensive, so like really expensive to go.
Well, that's
well worth it because of the coaches, because it's a different type of environment.
That's their bit. Do they charge you per workout?
Per class.
Oh, so there's not like a subscription.
Yes. I could probably get a car payment in for how much I'm going. But I'm trying to get it tight for Reno, right?
Yeah, but not
after Reno, all bets are off.
Yeah, you know what? You could do like one of my car payments. I hope it's not one of your car payments.
No, because
for that, they should be giving you
brand
new
legs. But it's expensive. I'm going to write down how much each class is, right? Yeah. So then you can do the rough math. And if you buy in bulk, the discount really isn't worth it. So because you're getting like $1 off per class, right?
Wow, I wish I made that much an hour.
Yeah, so, but you're burning roughly 400 calories,
and
maybe 500 calories.
Burning a lot of money.
You are.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I correlate those dollars and say, okay, I got to get the best workout in. I'm paying all those.
If you're going to pay that much money, that's an added motivation because you don't want to like halfway.
So I walk in there, roughly 45 hens and this guy in the class. It's tight. There's a tight space. You have a series of coordinated movements that you go through in the class. And by coordinated movements, a certain part throughout the class, they ask you to dance on your bike. And by dance on your bike, and mind you, there's Taylor Swift playing. There's every top 40 hit out there playing
Cascade.
And now,
ladies and gentlemen, here's your spin instructor, Tio Jaime, to have you dance on your bike. Are they just like
Avicii, like Deadmau5 is playing, like every like hot song out there.
And all the hens.
Kendrick Lamar, anything.
All the hens are out of their mind
happy.
Oh,
and they're screaming when they hear their songs.
It
is wild. Now, well, they don't even do that. They're just, and they're all in pain because they're just trying to keep it tight, which I can respect, right?
Right.
So,
are they, what is the general fitness level of the participant?
Scale of 10, 8.
So, as a rule, when they begin the class, you can still see the bike seat.
Yes. I mean, they're at an 8, and you're going up and down on this bike.
Sure.
But there's a good 15 minutes where the instructor asks you to dance on your bike.
Right.
And I've been going for 3 weeks now.
Right.
So I finally, this past week, started, because usually I just, when she starts dancing, I just stay where I am, right?
In
the position I am, and I'm just like, I'm just going to pedal harder, and these hens can do what they want.
When she asks you to dance, it's got to be totally restricted to upper body dancing.
Yeah, because
you have to keep pedaling.
But you are up on the bike.
Right.
Like if you're a man out there and you had a regular BMX, like you're going to do an ollie, you're up on the handlebars, right?
Yeah, you might as well be speaking Greek or a bunny hop. Okay.
And so you're up on the handlebars, third position.
Right.
And
I'm going to pretend I understand everything you're saying.
She says to dance, and they start like a serpent. They start moving up and down on their bikes.
Oh, wow.
And
so lithe, so serpentine.
And yesterday I said, well, like it's dark in here.
Right?
And
oh,
I should just try it. Like I look, because everybody's doing it, I look like the guy that's too cool for school, right?
Right.
So I was like, these hens don't know who I am. I'm just gonna do what I'm gonna do, and that's fine. And I gotta tell you, yesterday I thought was bad, but today, and I couldn't get the rhythm, I couldn't get the movement, because everybody's doing it at the same time, right? And this is exactly, all right, so I'm pedaling, I'm sweating all over the place, I've rolled up my sleeves.
Oh, you love
I've
that.
I've got the gun showing, it's a gun show, no one cares, it's so dark, all the ladies are just trying to get the work after the workout, and I'm going to go throw some yucks onto a microphone, so I'm like, all right, let's do this. So I'm up on the bike, right?
Yes.
So I'm in third position. Now I'm third. This is a good Ustream day for you.
What is third position?
So it's like basically if you're up on the pedals, right?
Right.
And you're pedaling away. I got good resistance. I'm like, all right, today's the day I dance with these bitches. So the instructor starts doing this like hip movement while she's like, and she goes, do your own dance. And women are shaking their butts. And I'm like, I'm not going to shake my butt, but I'll do what basically is the worm on the floor on the bike, right?
Okay.
You're going to do the worm. So I'm like shaking my head. I'm pedaling away. Yeah. I'm doing some obliques because she's yelling about that. And I swear I almost pulled a disc.
Oh, no.
And it's not because I'm old. It's because I have no coordination because you have to pedal and you have to move your hips and your upper body at the same time. And that's something I can't do.
They've asked too much of you.
Not when I'm sober.
They've asked too much. Now, would it be... Do you think it would be frowned upon if you drank before your spin class?
Yes. You couldn't get through it. I know that.
Well, I mean, come on. Just a couple beers to loosen up.
It's, if you've ever been to any sort of class where everybody's doing the same movement.
Yes.
This is that same type of class. All right, you're up there again, right? So I'm pedaling. I'm in third position. And I see all the women being sexy. And she yells, it's okay to be sexy, be sexy. And I'm like, all right, it's okay to be sexy. It's okay, I can try to be sexy.
That's how I go through life with that thought.
At this time I have to do a push-up while I'm pedaling, right?
Right.
And then be sexy as I'm coming up. Like, so I have to...
Imagine, see it going down.
Imagine dipping your head, going up, and then doing a push-up. Yeah. I almost fell off the bike.
Oh,
today that happened as well. I almost forgot about that. Okay. Please kill. I'm out of breath here.
Yeah, I'm out of breath just hearing it.
Time for a break. Now, so as I sit there.
How are the other women doing?
They're doing great, man.
That's got to kill you.
It kills me because I want to be good at everything and I can't be. I'm not good at
being
sexy.
And I want to be good at everything.
I'm not good at moving my upper body while I'm pedaling. I'm not good at doing the push-ups on the bike while I'm pedaling. And I stand out so bad. And you stand out even worse because when everybody is doing their sexy moves.
Yeah.
I'm the one guy. Just imagine staring out at a cornfield, right? Everything's
sure.
the same.
Right.
And out of the blue, there's like an oak tree. Like
that's
me.
You're the oak
that's
tree.
That's me. I'm just standing there with my arms still pedaling away.
Yeah.
It's sad.
So why do you stand
And
with
the instructor,
it?
she like mean mugs me every time because she said, okay. And again, that's why today I said, okay, I'm going to try the sexy move. And it didn't work out.
Is there any situation in your life that you think that sexy move would work?
No, it's certainly not sexy.
I mean, certainly not.
And from a woman's perspective, I thought about this as I was driving home, you know, just humiliated.
Yeah.
I said, well, that was a good workout. Like, I had a good pep talk with myself.
Right.
I said, oh, there was some fun music. She played the new Taylor Swift song. I'm
sure.
into that, right?
Yeah.
I said, maybe I should just say, look, I'm not going to dance when you ask me to dance.
Is that the kind of thing that you could like pull the instructor aside?
She tells you to go talk
and say,
to her.
Hey, baby cakes.
But I'm afraid. I'm afraid that she's going to say, well, you can dance. And then there'll be a one-on-one with this hot instructor where she's like, okay, now move your head. Like, just like when I was a kid. Mueve la cadera. Move your hips.
It's going to be you and her in the water, just like in Dirty Dancing. Except she's going to be the late Patrick Swayze.
I'll have the white shirt, the Caesar shirt on.
High over her head. You'll be like Jennifer Grey after the nose job.
Now, we have mostly male listeners. But the only thing I could equate it to is if you ever been to a body pump class or a kickboxing class with your wife or your girlfriend or just got roped up into one of those, there's just so much coordination that most men don't have, including me.
Right.
That it almost beats you down.
Uh-huh.
But the workout is so good. Like today, I'm going 2-a-days. Today, I'll go to CrossFit as well.
Sure.
So I'll do the cardio in the morning, CrossFit in the afternoon, right?
You know, no offense, but if you're doing all this, you should be looking better.
I should. I should.
I think it's, I don't know, maybe it's you got to choose a different thing. Maybe the stress of doing the spinning is holding you back
mentally. No. It's because I eat like I've earned this workout. So I'm just maintaining.
It's the stress.
Yeah.
It's not the stress. No, I eat. Like, I'm the type of guy that leaves a spin class and then goes to McDonald's for number one and then says, I'll work it off a CrossFit. So it's a never ending cycle.
I see.
Regardless, the sexy dance is something I feel like in the long run, I got to get good at if I'm going to continue going here.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And
I don't want to feel like the odd man out. No, I'll never get there.
I think
because I'm going to pull a disc or pull a muscle.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe. The sexiness maybe needs to come from your eyes.
No.
What if you made fabulous?
And then she,
I can't look at him right
so
now.
She's so sweet.
What if you made
she's
eye
so
contact
sweet.
With the instructor?
No, she wants nothing to do with me.
She might want everything to do with
you. No, she wants nothing.
She might be playing hard to get.
She wants nothing to do with me.
Right.
And what's great also is that you're so close to other people around you is that you feel the peer pressure of, why isn't this guy doing the sexy dance?
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, he's just sitting there.
Do you look around
Are you too good for this?
Do you look around during sexy dance time?
Yes.
Are any of the hens failing?
Some of the hens are awesome. Like, some of the hens, I'm like, you clearly do this on a regular basis.
Yeah, well, you know, the good guys is right up the street.
I don't know what they do at night, but they're doing something right.
Yeah, exactly. Do they pay their bill in $1 bills?
That's the whole thing. Here's 31s. So, I mean, that's the, if I'm being honest, the ass quota, I've talked about this before.
Sure, it's strong.
It is off the charts.
Yeah.
So, that's really the workout itself and the fact that you're going and the... You just have this scenery.
Yes.
That, I mean, if I'm being honest, that's why you go, right? Because
yeah,
the parking's
really,
horrible. I got to wake up so early to get there.
You just wanted scenery for $14.95. You could have your choice of six channels on DirecTV.
No, but again, it brought me. I was right back in the basement with my mom yelling and my uncle.
Move your hips.
Grabbing another Heineken. It's just saying, move your hips, move your hips, move your hips.
Is it a horrifying remembrance or is there some?
No, it's traumatizing.
It is traumatizing. Because
I was low man on the pole.
Right.
It'd be Javier, Adriana, Jaime, Oscar, Jose, Tatiana. Like, we'd all be there, right?
This is wonderful.
And everybody was killing it. Karina, Claudia.
They would be killing it.
And
oh
then
my
it'd be.
God.
So it's almost like if you're watching Dancing with the Stars, you know that. That Chong's going to come up because he's on the current Dancing with the Stars, right?
Right. Chong. Tommy is, Chong.
Tommy,
he has two names.
Tommy Chong.
Chong.
Tommy Chong. Tommy Chong continues to move forward in life, right?
Right.
And in the contest because he's a crowd favorite.
Right.
Right. He's not getting eliminated.
Right.
I continue to move forward, but everybody knew I was the worst dancer.
Oh, yeah. You were not the crowd favorite?
No.
Or you were the crowd favorite?
No, and my cousin...
They rooted for
my
you,
My cousin
though.
Adriana, she was like one of the professional instructors, and I remember she would dance with me, and she was mortified because I had nothing.
Oh, well...
Even at the tail end, I had a little something, but not like Javier.
How about this? I applaud you for staying with it.
Thanks, man.
And I think you're going to get there. I think you're going to get the sexy dance down.
It's absolutely tough. I'm so embarrassed, and this is getting real, real.
Okay.
So when you're done with the class,
yes,
everybody goes to the locker area.
Yeah.
And it's
co-ed?
It's co-ed, right?
Yeah, it is.
I am so embarrassed by my performance in those classes.
Is it like the showers in Starship Troopers?
it's tight quarters.
Or Starship Troopers.
Yeah. You're horned up. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. You've painted quite a photo.
Well, they all look great, right?
Sure they do.
I mean, half of them are half naked simply because that's how they ride.
Yeah.
I am so embarrassed by my performance in every class that you'd think I'd get in the mix. I'd
sure.
go and change and like hang out and chit chat.
Sure.
No, no, no.
Rub against the wall.
This guy waits till everybody leaves.
Oh.
And then because you have these biking shoes on.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you have high heels on or tap shoes.
Oh, there's a tap
shoes.
Yeah,
you go. And I go clank, 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 clank. And I walk right into the men's room. And I chill till everybody leaves.
Wow.
Because I don't want them to see the guy that basically almost fell off his bike while he was dancing.
Are you sure you're not wearing tap shoes?
Now,
maybe that's
I'm
the
positive,
problem.
I'm positive. Because
maybe tap dancing is what you need.
So that's my life. And then I got an email. And this is even worse. I got an email today. I'd show it to you right now if my phone wasn't dead.
Yes.
That they invited me to a... special class that teaches you how to ride. Do you think that's just auto-generated or someone saw your board?
And they said, if you really need a ride, we'll send you a short bus. It'll be very nice.
So that's your boy.
Well, Oscar, we wish you all the best. And I hope to see your sexy dancing soon.
A cat?
Maybe with with enough drinking and cat, we'll have you out there. I found something really cool today. There is the actual website for the town of Reno. It is visit renotahoe.com.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who's at the top of it?
What's that?
Us!
Really?
The Reno Tahoe Events Calendar. Find out everything about your upcoming events. And right at the top, Mike O'Mara Show live at Circus Circus. Oh, I played it twice. Sorry about that. And it's on November 15th, obviously, 2014, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Here's the copy. Love a well-written
Please.
Piece of copy.
Bring it.
Okay. This popular podcast featuring Mike O'Mara will be at Circus Circus Reno. Obviously, space was a concern because
Clearly.
Rob and Oscar not mentioned.
Count.
Yeah, I think it's like Twitter. It is like Twitter. For tickets, please call 777. I'm sorry. That's not right. Sorry about that.
Give us another number.
Yeah, I'm going to ask that we don't call that number.
This is what happens when I get up and I start simulating my my bike classes, my spin classes.
Oh, throws us off. Flustered.
Throws everybody off. Throws everybody off.
Absolutely flustered. But it says here, and I believe all of this, Mike O'Mara is a podcast personality. He is the host of the Mike O'Mara Show.
That really sells it, right?
Yeah, well, he's a host.
This internet celebrity is coming to town.
Previously, a nationally syndicated radio show, which returned as a podcast. And I like to remind people that a podcast is internationally syndicated.
It is internationally.
It is. Oscar, find the phone number.
Please, I will.
Find it on the
Facebook. Well, I'm one of the guys that doesn't talk all the time. Instead of sitting there with your thumbs up, you know what, find a number for the man, for God's sake.
Help a brother
Look at
out.
Rob. He's got the Old Testament of copy in front of him, and nobody's helping him. They're just like, yeah, that isn't the number. I wonder if I'm going to help them. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to sit here and watch these guys just paddle away in the rowboat with no paddles.
I tell you what, sit in the rowboat. It'll be nice.
Raise your hand if you find the number, for God's sakes.
Oh, look,
it's Rob Spiewak.
You can get your numbers at 800-648-5010. That, again, box office. Get your tickets at 1-800-648-5010. It is our return to Circus Reno, and
Thank you.
Beside myself. I got the final item for my showbiz outfit yesterday.
Costume contest.
And will you be... Mike has said he's going to be casual. I think
be in a suit.
I think he's going to go back. I think we're going to see a full Mike.
I'll be wearing a jacket, at least a jacket.
Yeah, yes. Take off your pants, a jacket.
Ah.
Don't even know what that means.
Well, that'll probably happen regardless.
But yeah, likely, especially if you do the sexy dance.
Super excited.
It's going
to
be awesome.
I'm putting a checklist together of what we need to send out this week so it's there next week.
Exactly.
Pretty impressive. It'll be a lot of fun, and I think that... Well, actually, I know that everybody that walks away from the show, outside of what we give them for free, to take home with them, I think the experience and really a chance to hang out with the community and like-minded folk is going to be well worth it.
Have you gotten the message, and I know we have to break here, but I need to ask you about this. There's been some talk about a listener-organized Friday night get-together at Circus. I say they do it.
They should do it.
Yeah, and it won't be
How
easy.
How about, but do it inside the casino?
Yeah, just meet at the casino.
Yeah, not in someone's room.
Everyone, yeah. Dirk likes that.
Hey,
he wants everybody.
I've got a king-size bed.
It's round.
Yes,
it's
we
round.
Can all sit on it and and see what happens.
If everyone's going to be there Friday night, meet in the casino, I know that Mike, Oscar, and myself will all be walking around. We'd love to see you there. It's an all-new show. There are elements to the show that we've never done before. There's more audience participation than ever before. And like Oscar said, I myself looking the most forward to just hanging out with you guys. So come on
fun.
Out. That's November 15th at Circus in Reno. Tickets still available at 800-648-5010. Bye. Stick around. When we come back, news with Oscar Santana.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like a newscast today.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You're going to put on your news guy hat.
Hard news.
Hard news. And if the news stays hard for more than 4 hours,
call a doctor.
Stick around. Now, here's a guy who will not get the number wrong. Here's Mike O'Mara to talk about Reno.
Reno.
And we know that you're going to have the time of your life at CAT 2014.
Saturday, November 15th in the Mandalay Ballroom at Circus in Reno.
It's an all-new Mike O'Mara Show Live.
A live show, up close and personal.
Plus an exclusive after party for all the ticket holders.
Come on out and laugh at us and then hang with us.
And if you were wondering about a whore package upgrade,
this time everyone who buys a ticket is automatically eligible for backstage access.
10 lucky folks will win a pair of backstage passes for a pre-show drink with us.
Buy a ticket and you're eligible.
Everybody's a whore at CAT 2014.
Get your tickets by dialing 1-800-648-5010.
That's 1-800-648-5010.
The Mike O'Mara Show Live.
Made possible by Encore Insurance Services.
We'll see you there! That went well. Save us, Mike.
You know, it makes sense that the best wine comes from the best vineyards, which is why we recommend Cameron Hughes Wines. Our listeners love this place. Cameron Hughes finds premium vineyards that sometimes make a little too much wine. Then they buy the extra and then sell these exceptional wines at great prices. They produce small lots of extraordinary wine, so once it's gone, It's gone. The 2012 vintage is just being released, and Rob Spiewak will tell you it's fantastic.
Mike, tonight is pizza night at the Spiewak House, and I will be tilting a bottle of Lot 436. This is a North Coast Cabernet. It is full, it is smooth, and it's $15. You cannot beat it.
Perfect for the holiday season. Grab some for this Thanksgiving and a few for future Thanksgiving. Here's an amazing holiday deal that we're convinced Cameron, to offer our listeners. 20% off any wine and free shipping on your order with the code TMOS. Just visit chwine.com, click the microphone in the upper left-hand corner and enter TMOS. That's chwine.com, click the mic and enter TMOS for 20% off and free shipping. chwine.com, you'll love it like we do.
Ah, thank you, Mike, and it is great wine. And now, in Mike O'Mara's absence, we have Oscar Santana. This is not Oscarazzi.
I got it. I'll take care of it.
All right, it's Oscar News.
News you may not need.
Boo.
It's a live version for you.
I like that very much.
Decision 2014.
Yes.
Most of you probably didn't vote, according to the numbers.
Yeah, it's sad, really. I find it disheartening when people don't vote.
Let's start national and then go local in this interim election.
Yeah.
The Grand Ole Party netted at least 7 Senate contests. More than 6 were needed to win control of the U.S. Senate, and possibly could win 2 more in Alaska and Louisiana.
Oh, now things are going to get done.
Oh, yeah. That wave was... there was a tidal wave of Republican support, and Chris Christie looks like he's trying to ride it right into the White House.
You know, it's not the first time he's caused a tidal wave. I saw him in Tom's River last year. And
the party captured 3 of the 4 Senate contests. Not even the most optimistic GOP member could have seen what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Going by the numbers, the Senate balance as we speak, and there are a couple contests out there that are still looming. The Dems have 44 in the Senate balance, and the Republicans have 52. The House balance is Dems at 176 and Republicans at 244, so they control both the Senate and the House.
Wow. And you know what? No one really saw it coming, and even though they're going to control now, will it really help anything get done? I doubt it.
I hope so, man. Regardless
of
what you believe and what party lines you vote for, something's got to change, right?
Yeah.
Maybe people are voting for change. Locally here in D.C., as we know and as I voted, Muriel Bowser is elected D.C. mayor.
Oh, and she used to be the lead singer of Sha Na Na.
Muriel E. Bowser defeated independent candidate David A. Catania.
It doesn't matter. He lost.
Catania. I thought this was interesting. It's nice to have a different mayor out there. Also, she's been in the public eye here for over 7 years, so I'm happy for her.
Are you excited? What happens.
Yeah, I mean, she won over with over 20 percentage points, which is cool.
Okay.
I'm really excited about the Initiative 71, which legalizes marijuana for those over 21.
Right.
And people wonder, well, what does that mean for D.C.? Well, if you're over 21 and this holds, we will... Not weed, but if you're into weed, you'll be able to walk around
with
less than 2 ounces of weed. You'll be able to grow up to 6 plants, and you can't sell the weed. Let's be clear there. Nobody can sell them, but you can give them to friends.
I know this. I thought traffic was slow on M Street before. Now nobody's getting the gas pedal.
So that is your election roundup again.
Excellent. And congratulations on your 6 plants.
I think it would be interesting to see what happens. It's got to get approved. But locally here, we'll see what happens.
Seems to me D.C. used to be about the White House. Now people are talking about a greenhouse because of the marijuana and the 6 plants.
Do you know who Alex from Target is?
Yeah, he was an internet sensation like 48 hours ago.
Yes.
Yeah. Good looking kid.
So Alex from Target, if you've heard his name before, there's been a couple storylines here. One, he is just a young man who worked at Target, was bagging Target goods.
Yeah.
That
title is a courtesy clerk.
Someone took a picture of him, put it up on the web, and said that this guy is too good looking for Target, work at Target.
They
right?
called him Alex from Target.
Yes.
Right.
He went viral, this picture did. He now has over 590,000 followers on Twitter. He was on Ellen yesterday.
Yes.
And quick sidebar, there was a marketing company, scummy marketing company, that said that they helped make this happen.
By the way, that's not their actual name, is it?
No. And the poor kid was like, no, I'm not part of a marketing ploy for Target. I just someone took my picture, which was true. They have confirmed that.
Okay.
But a sleazy marketing company came out and said, we helped make this happen.
It was an internet experiment, essentially.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't. They recounted everything they said. Someone just really took a picture and he went viral on his own.
All right, listen, I'm just who I am.
Yes.
And I think that people are great. He's not that good looking. I mean, it's a nice picture. He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, but I went through his Twitter account.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I like this kid.
Well, I don't dislike him.
I like this kid because with all the fame that has gone on, he's still a young man.
Yes.
And on his Twitter account, he, for example, if you see the chronological timeline of when it happened,
right,
or what happened, and it's just like a dumb kid, and I don't know if he's dumb, but like just like a kid, he writes, I think I'm famous now, ... Like, he didn't know when this was happening. Apparently, his store manager said, hey, do you know you're on Twitter and you're going viral? And he's like, I have no idea how this is happening.
Wow.
He gets flown out to Los Angeles to see Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
He likes someone that should be excited about this and isn't too cool for school. He takes a picture of himself in Los Angeles.
Good for him.
So I'm happy that he's enjoying this, but that's how quickly it can happen.
It
right?
can happen way overnight. And I, you know what? Someone... So just so we're clear,
yes,
the scummy marketing company is or is not taking credit for it now.
They were, but they said that they did it. They did not do it.
Wow.
It
so this is viral. Really just.
This is someone that just, some scumbag that just tried to tie himself to this story.
Man, is he going to get some trim.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in L.A. without his folks.
It's completely
boom!
Natural, completely organic. Yeah. So I'm happy for the kid.
Good
to one last, I guess, to do here. Taylor Swift celebrates with 1.287 million album sales. For 1989,
that is
she
so
has
unheard
set
of.
Records. The last time this even happened, and she's already surpassed it, is when Eminem's album dropped years ago.
Yeah, it just does. They don't sell like this anymore.
This is huge, especially for albums. Also, remember this, that Taylor Swift also made news because she took her music off Spotify.
Right.
You think Spotify's hurting? They are, because those numbers are massive.
They don't like
industry
this.
Insiders said that she would sell a little under 700,000 copies. She broke that record. She almost doubled it.
And she looks brilliant.
So pretty cool.
She looks brilliant.
I've listened to the album. Don't ask me why.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting, especially if you're she's got that 80s flavor to it. So pick it up, or if your kids have it, take a listen.
That's right. And have some Halloween candy. Taylor, you know what you need is some Tootsie Rolls, babe. Just so thin.
That is your news you may not need. I can't believe that flies by so quick.
It does. It zooms, doesn't
right?
it? Yeah. All right. Thank you, Oscar, very much.
You're
welcome. We do appreciate it. And back in a minute with the Audio Vault. And this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Hope you're having a great time.
Hey folks, Mickey Coachella here, and I would like to invite you guys to listen to my podcast, It's Mickey, and if you like to listen to fast-paced talk, occasional disagreements, and just all-around interesting stories, I think we're the right show for you. We can be heard right here on the Moore Broadcasting Network, or you can just go to itsmickey.com, that's itsmickey.com. So give us a listen and join in on the fun. If nothing else, you'll love laughing at what a moron I can be. That's itsmickey.com and It's Mickey on iTunes.
That's Mickey Coachella, and the man needs life insurance, Oscar. He needs life insurance, but why hasn't he bought it yet?
Oh.
I don't know. Mickey, no more excuses. Today's the day.
How dare you, Mickey?
Today is the day that Encore makes it easy for Mickey Coachella. Encore surveys the top companies in the insurance industry to compare premiums. It's fast. It's easy. There's no obligation. No salesman will visit you, and it's free. All Mickey has to do is call toll-free 866-347-5748 to get a free life insurance quote, or visit smartterm.com/TMOS. That's smartterm.com/TMOS. That's where Mickey will find the license, the disclaimer, and the quality customer service. Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Check them out as a favor for us, but mostly as a favor for yourself. Please be like Mickey Coachella and do it today.
Do it.
Oh, yeah. Open up that Audio Vault thing. Where did I put the Audio Vault? Oh, I got to do this. Sorry, guys. There it is.
Ah.
Audio Vault is now open for Wednesday, 5 November 2014. I wish Mike was here because, like a goat, a cat is funny. Oh,
mm-hmm.
A cat. I'm sorry. But this is one of those hairless cats.
Yeah.
That doesn't like his owner wearing a werewolf mask for Halloween. So the cat appears to be saying, no, 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 no. Let's go to the table.
No, 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 no.
That's a cat.
No, 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 no. No, no, no.
Oh my God.
It's like a child.
And it's so horrible because it's one of those hairless cats, so it looks like a pepperoni that someone has peeled the skin off. Ugh. It's just, it's horrible. So if you hear your cat going,
if my cat did that, straight to the farm. Yeah. That would creep me out too much.
Go visit Khaleesi, or at least take off the werewolf mask. Yesterday on MSNBC, the midterm election's not big enough for the networks to carry it, but MSNBC was doing the coverage, and they had Tom Brokaw in, and I was pleased to know that Tom Brokaw has the same ringtone on his phone that Mike does. It wasn't a call. It was an alarm that went off, and in a great old man moment, Tom Brokaw has... Is it me? But then he actually covered it with something funny. Here's one of the great broadcasters of all time, Tom Brokaw.
A lot of this is all about 2016, about how they get to the White House the next time. That's the big prize in Washington. And there have been a lot of Republican senators who have hoped that Mitch McConnell will... Could that be me?
No, it's not you. It's something ambient.
No, I'm afraid it is, unfortunately. The alarm goes off, and there you are.
I thought you were a fire. Alarm, Tom. Yeah.
Yes, I will remember to bring home the milk and don't worry about it. And I'll feed the dog in the morning. Just sleep in. It's going to be okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
Pretty good cover. But that's Mike's ringtone. Yes. I loved hearing it on TV. Not a happy election day for everybody. Clay Aiken lost.
Oh, no.
I know. It's sad.
Man.
It's very sad.
Man.
And here's Clay Aiken's concession speech.
Hello.
Hello.
It's a good crowd in here. Thank you all for being here tonight. It's been a heck of an evening tonight. It's been a heck of a 9 months. For the past 9 months, and I could not thank you all enough for the amount of support and effort that you have put into this campaign throughout the entire process. The result did not go the way we wanted it to tonight, but we've walked down this path once or twice before.
I love that because he came in second on American Idol.
I got that.
And you know what? I did feel that he wanted to do something good. I didn't think that was a total blind leap for looking at me.
No.
I thought he really had his heart in the best place.
He seems like a stand-up guy.
So, yes, he does. So we wish him all the best. That's Clay Aiken. Now, the artist Lorde, who I think now is nearly 20, and she had that great song Royals.
Yes.
A tape surfaced on the internet of her at age 12 singing Kings of Leon. And this is amazing. I cannot imagine. Keep in mind, this is roughly a sixth grader. Can you imagine a sixth grader coming up to you and being able to sing like this?
I've been roving around, always looking down at all I see.
Wow.
A painted faces fill the places I can't reach.
Pretty good, huh?
Man.
Yeah. You know that I could use somebody. Yeah.
So you're 36. Yeah, and you can't dance on a bike. And she can do this at 12. Yeah.
At least I have skin tone.
It's true. You know what? Everybody has something. And happy days for everyone here in D.C. with the legalization of 6 plants of marijuana.
Yes.
That was approved by the voters. Apparently, Proposition 2 did not pass in Florida.
Boo.
So Mike got his way.
He didn't even vote.
He didn't even, you know what? Well, he didn't have to.
Oh, yeah.
He got his way. He got his way. Look at me. I'm Mike O'Mara. No one can have marijuana. Kathy Bates was being interviewed, and they asked her about some of the marijuana enthusiasts that she has worked with in the past. I liked her answers.
Who is the bigger pothead, Susan Sarandon or Matthew McConaughey?
Oh. Well, that's tough.
Yeah. Because you're dealing with hardcore potheads.
There. And yeah.
Yeah.
Is this going to get him into trouble legally?
No. Sounds like it's McConaughey.
No, because I played his mother in Failure to Launch.
Yes.
He's a sweet boy.
Yes.
He was headed down the wrong path, and now he's...
Yes, he is. Sarandon. You're giving it to Sarandon.
Well, I actually shared some dope with her last year.
You shared some dope with her when last.
Yeah, I was with Melissa McCarthy. We were shooting Tammy, and I was staying at Susan's house in Figure Eight Island off Wilmington, and she had some good.
Wow.
Kathy Bates is such a great actress, but I love the fact that she's so old school. She called it dope.
And yeah, she's honest.
It's like a Humphrey Bogart film. Do you think Melissa McCarthy was in any way prevented from eating brownies after she smoked pot? I would not want to be between her and the pantry. That's all I'm saying. And as we close out today's Audio Vault, yesterday, sadly, very low voter turnout, but there was one happy story.
People were a little negative about low voter turnout, things like that. I got a nice story to start the show with. In today's midterm elections, a 102-year-old woman voted for her very first time in a U.S. election. 102 years old. Isn't that sweet? Yeah, unfortunately, she voted for Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah, it's not always the right thing to do. Close that up. Thank you so much. Oh, yeah.
The ballot has two sides.
That's right.
Two sides.
It's two-sided ballot. Not in her day. Yeah. Mike O'Mara, feel better.
I feel better, buddy.
I miss you. We want you back in the studio. This concludes our broadcast day, but dry your eyes. It's not goodbye. It's just so long. You can always write us a letter. Send it to TMOS, P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, VA 20177. Email all your technical queries to PonyBoy@MikeO'MaraShow.com. And if you want to be a part of the mail segment, just send me an email because I am the jolly one. Rob with two B's. Rob@MikeO'MaraShow.com. Oh, yeah, tickets still available for Circus Circus. That's in Reno, don't you know? We hit the stage on November 15th. We'd love to see you there. Tickets at 1-800-648-5010. Haha, found the number.
Nice.
All right, for Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, it's Rob Spiewak saying, see you next time, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
The show's over. Don't forget to go to naturebox.com and sign up to get your free sampler box of great tasting healthy snacks. Forget the vending machine and start snacking smarter with delicious treats like barbecue kettle kernels. Go to naturebox.com/TMOS. That's naturebox.com/TMOS.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.